Hello, welcome back to another episode of Set Intentions by 78 Set LLC, a consultancy here in New York City that is a platform to teach people how to set intentions and succeed in business. Today's episode is on a topic that I'm actually kind of nervous to talk about, and I think it's because it is considered an insecurity. Today's topic is on the topic of failure. And we're going to be talking about how it affects people, where it comes from, what defines failure, and I guess just how to like overcome it. To define failure, there's multiple definitions for failure, one being lack of success, another being an unsuccessful person, enterprise, or thing. Another definition can be the omission of expected or required action. Another definition could be a lack or deficiency of a desirable quality. And another definition could be the action or state of not functioning, such as a sudden cessation of power or the collapse of a business. If we were to define failure and how it is in the Bible, and just essentially how to work through failure and faith, the Bible includes many examples of failure and it also provides guidance on how to deal with failure. And the Bible teaches that God can use failures for good and that God forgives and restores those who fail. Some examples would be that God allows failure as a way to grow closer to Him and to learn from our mistakes. So here are some verses about failure actually in the Bible. Psalms 145:14 says, "The Lord upholds all who fail and lifts up all who are bowed down." In Philippians 3:13, it says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead." Proverbs 24:16 says, "The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again, but one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked." Philippians 4:11-13 says, "God can turn the worst failure right around into a success story." And Ephesians 2:8-9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." And that's very interesting. I guess to say it says like we should not fear failure, but instead gain wisdom from it. And we should get back up and start all over again after failure. And God loves us and knows we will fight against something like sin, which is a failure. He forgives failure if we acknowledge them, and He allows failure to help us learn and grow closer to Him. So, the reason I wanted to talk about failure in this episode is because it's something that's inevitable in business. Failure is something that you could face in like small or big ways. You could fail completing a task for the week, or you can fail in a really bigger objective. I myself have dealt with different levels of failure on different ends of the spectrum of business on failing. I think for one, it's like setting a goal and not accomplishing the goal, but taking it as a lesson as to like, okay, well, if I didn't accomplish the goal, why didn't I accomplish the goal? And how can I do better next time? Or what am I learning in particular from this that I can apply next time? Or was this even like a right decision for me to go in the first place? Because sometimes when you fail in something, it really just tells you that like it's just not a good idea at all, and maybe you shouldn't keep going in that direction. I think a really big emphasis, especially in like, people who fall down seven times and get up again, is to say that like failure is bound to happen. We're gonna trip, we're gonna fall, we're gonna have moments where we don't meet all the way to where we intend to go. But if we stop where we are and we stay where we are, we're never gonna get there. So it does require a level of perseverance to keep going and to decide that just because you're failing doesn't mean that it's the end. Some would say that failure actually isn't anything except falling, and you haven't quite reached the bottom because all you're doing is just like reaching for something and then you fall, and you didn't reach it and stay at that level, and your falling hasn't come to an end. So are you really failing, or are you falling? It could give this feeling of falling. I think people will consider failure to be when they have like an expectation of something to turn out a type of way and it doesn't. So then people could say, "Oh my gosh, I failed completely at this because I was expecting for it to go one way, look one way, feel one way, but it just doesn't, it's not reaching that." I think you can even fail in the idea of thinking that once you get something, you're going to be fulfilled by it, but then you don't. I think like the expectation of feeling like it's going to complete you, but then it doesn't, is essentially also a sort of failure. So thinking like if your business makes a certain amount of money and then you get there and you think, okay, like I'm supposed to be on this rise, essentially, I'm supposed to feel like on top of the world, or like I did it, but then you get there and then you realize there's actually more to come and there's more to build and everything. I think sometimes people like get to a certain level, and then once they're there, they get that new car feeling that goes away. When people feel like a failure, they often experience emotions like shame, disappointment, self-doubt, hopelessness, low self-esteem, anxiety, embarrassment, and a sense of worthlessness. business, essentially feeling like they haven't met their own expectations or achieved what they set out to do, leading to a negative perception of themselves. So I think something like failure could hold someone back from keeping going with their goals because they have this self concept where they don't believe that they're ever going to be sufficient enough or they're ever going to be enough to get to where they're going, or no matter how hard they try, they're not going to get there. I think, like, especially with the emphasis of like how God uses failure to get closer to him, is something that is to be emphasized during this discussion, because it's like one thing to work hard and just not get there because it's possibly not meant for you. But there's also another thing to like work hard and not get there and realize that you're not getting there just because it's not the time to get there yet. Like, God determines the growth in the business that you're doing. God determines the growth in like the success that you're going for. So sometimes you can do a lot on the outside and accomplish a lot on the outside, but you're not really doing any work on the inside. And until you get that work done on the inside, the outside isn't going to multiply and grow, because God doesn't want this underdeveloped character to be in the forefront of this face of success when it's not a good representation of him, especially as someone who wants to have God at the center of the business, which is something that I always strive to do. I always strive to have God at the center of everything I do as the foundation, because he really is a determinant for everything that's going on. As mentioned before, like, God was the one who put this vision in my mind and planted the seed in my heart to accomplish these dreams. So it's, for me, very important that I keep him at the center. And then I just really reconsider, like, okay, if this isn't working out, why isn't it working out? And we mentioned before in other episodes how when the stuff around you isn't working, it's because the stuff inside of you is what's being put to work. So when facing something like failure, sometimes it helps to change your perspective on like, okay, what outside factors didn't work, and change it to like, okay, what inside factors weren't working? Where are the parts of myself that I need to develop and strengthen, and I need to succeed within in order for me to succeed without? For example, for myself, I have had moments where, for example, like one of my first ever events had like over 200 people, and I was like, wow, this is like really great, such a great turnout, amazing. But there was also like, I was very stressed out during this event. I don't feel like I was being very authentic to myself. I don't think that I was making the connections as strong as I could have made them. I don't think that I was getting the message out there as best as I could have gotten the message out there. And I was so focused on like the numbers of it and how it looked more than like what was actually going on within. Not to say that it wasn't impactful for the people who showed up, because a lot of people still speak about my events that they attend and they have like really great connections from it, and they feel like they gain something from it. And that's something that always seems to carry on, because that's something I value, and especially every single event that I host. But the difference in how I used to host it before versus how I host it now, with this gratitude for God for giving me the opportunity to do so, is no matter what the turnout is, or no matter how much revenue I make at the event, or essentially what goes to plan and what doesn't go to plan, I'm just really grateful that I was able to even make it that far and like have it occur. So I think overall, there's just more sense of like a peace within the event space, and a sense of like accomplishment and fulfillment and success in just being able to like get it together as far and as much as it has. And I think that comes with just the overall gratitude. I think failure can be shifted from a sense of embarrassment or shame or unfulfillment or like falling short to actual success if you were to shift your perspective on, instead of what you don't want, focus on like what it is you did get from it. That's what you do want. If I failed, for example, at something that I was like, wow, like I really wish that it went XYZ way and it didn't, it's like, okay, well, if I shift my perspective, I can be thankful that, one, I had the chance to even try that in the first place. Two, that I'm in a space now that I can reflect on a situation like that. Three, I can try again. And then if I try again, like, how can I go about it? And that also emphasizes the whole idea of you're gonna fall down 7 times, but it's just important that you get up the 8th time. I think once you try again, like, then you can no longer consider it a failure. You kind of just consider it like a test trial, essentially, and just taking everything that you do as like an example in a data point of like, okay, this is where this landed, this is where this landed, this was an anomaly, this worked really well, this got a lot of this went in the direction that we were looking for, this made the map of what essentially is what the direction that we should be going in. So I'd say take every single thing that you do, as opposed to something like a failure, take it as like a data point and say, okay, this is how this went, this is how it can be in comparison to other things, and this is just feedback for the next time, this is just another building block for the entire foundation, this is just knowing that, okay, as opposed to going in this direction, or you know what, now we do know to go in this direction, or the last time I tried that it didn't work, this time I'm going to try a different way. Just off of that, sometimes it takes yes, there is this quote that says sometimes it takes knowing the difference that makes all the difference. And if you look at it like this, then failure really isn't failure. It's just making that comparison for you to understand the difference between where you want to go and where you don't want to go. Also, I think failure gives you a perspective of like that. I think it's important to know what you don't want, because in knowing what you don't want, that's how you learn what you do want. Sometimes people just go through life not really knowing what they want and what they don't want. They just go aimlessly or never really try anything, and they never have any regrets in a way, except that they haven't tried anything. But people who go out and they try again, and even if they quote unquote fail, they still have an experience that's like, okay, well, I know that I don't want to try that again, or I know that this is the feeling that I got from that. So this is essentially creating guidelines for me to follow. So I'm not going to go past that realm again, because when I went there last time, this is what my experience was like. Or I am going to go down this path because the last time I tried it, it went really well for me. Another example would be I failed plenty of times. I feel like when I didn't have a sense of God in the center of what I was doing, because I was so focused on the world, expectations, what the world was going to view it like, and how I was going to be approved by the world, that I was never satisfied within. And I think I always kind of had this sense of unfulfillment and fear that I was never going to be good enough. But I think now that I have God at the center of it, my overall launch pad is the idea that no matter what happens, I'm going to get closer to God, because I know that He's going to be using this as a learning lesson for me to grow in something. So like my word of the year is faith. And I know that this next year, because I don't have anything in particular as like my resolutions or my goals, I have no idea what is going to happen along the way for this entire year. God willing, I make it to the end another year. God bless. But if I know that my word of the year is faith, I know that's exactly what's going to be tested the most. And that's what's going to be like the overall foundation, like the line that's going to be that I'm going to fall above, below, or on top of, because that's just the word. So if you have any kind of goal, if you have any kind of intention that you're setting and you're like, okay, this is my intention to go this way, just kind of have this expectation. Don't really have an expectation of it to go exactly how you plan, but have like this idea that you are going to, that that's going to be like the premise of where you're going to be able to get all this other, all these other things are either going to fall above, below, or on top of it, of your expectation. Shifting your perspective in general about the whole thing is what's going to make you successful. If you can learn how to take failure and make it actually a success story, then you're going to be a successful person, because you're going to have success stories that are going to be based off this failure. And then you're going to be able to like also say, you know what? I took something that was supposed to be bad and I made it good. And that's what God does. God turns every single bad situation into a good situation, every good situation into an even greater situation. If that can be done, then you're definitely on the right path there toward, especially keeping that drive to keep going. It's very important that you protect your sense of discipline and your like motivation to keep going. I don't think motivation is something you're always going to have. I think discipline is what's actually going to build the success in your business, because if you discipline yourself, then it doesn't matter what mood you're in or what's going on, you're disciplined enough to keep going. And if you just let something like your perception of what failure is determine how disciplined you are or what you do, then you're never going to succeed. Because if 99% of the time everything's considered a failure and you only succeed 1% of the time, then you're not going to keep going after like the first time you fail or the second time you fail. I have this experience when I was doing door-to-door sales for a couple years. We'd always say that every no gets you closer to a yes. So you kind of just get excited for every no. Now I learned what I could have done better, or this person just wasn't the person meant for me to just make the close. It's actually the next person that I might make the close with. And having this idea of like resetting every 30 seconds, because when you reset, you're not holding on to anything from the past. Once you shift your perspective from that idea of, oh, this is considered a failure, this is really bad, I have all these negative emotions toward this specific circumstance, and you shift it and you have positive perspective of it, you're going to actually be building, you're going to be coming from a point of elevation where you're going to hold yourself up to like a higher self-concept, a higher regard, a higher mentality, because you're coming from a place of positivity. You're not digging yourself into a mental hole of you're never going to be able to do it. That's something that's really big too. If you don't know how to handle failure, you're always just going to talk to yourself like a failure. And if your mentality is not holding yourself up good enough, there's no way that you're going to be able to keep going with your head on your shoulders. When you ride a motorcycle and like you were to get into an accident, wherever your head goes is where your body is going to go. So if your head is always on this mentality of like, I'm a failure, I'm going to fail, it's not going to work, it's never going to work, and you're pessimistic, that's exactly where the rest of everything else is going to go. You can't have this mindset of, oh, I'm going to fail, it's not going to work ever, and then your entire action is going in this one direction, and then think that everything else is just going to go in a completely opposite direction. That's not how it's going to work. Wherever you go is what's going to follow suit. So if you have your head on and you're thinking, okay, like no matter what happens, a success would be just to be grateful that you're able to get to this point of experience, then everything else after that is going to be added onto it. And it's not going to be like you're missing anything or you're unfulfilled or you failed at anything. It's going to be more like, wow, I succeeded more than I thought I would. I succeeded more than I had expected to, because your overall gist was just, I'm just going to get there. All I'm going to do is just going to get there. Some people say like 80% of the job is just showing up and the other 20% is doing the job. So as long as you just show up for yourself and you show up for your goals every single time, then you've done 80% of the work. You've showed up. Everything else after that is just momentum to keep trying for it. Use failure as a reason why you're going to succeed. Like, okay, this didn't work out as I thought it would. Well, that's great, because now it means I'm actually more likely to be successful next time, because I'm not going to repeat that same mistake. And every single time you make a mistake and you're learning to do better and better, you're just building more and more of a likelihood for you to succeed. So you're able to just use it all as data back again to like, how can you do better? How can you improve? And just use it as like good building blocks. Once you get to a point with enough experience, I would then even shift it to say, okay, it's no longer failure, it's experience. Once you have enough experience, then you're going to be able to say, okay, all of this experience that I have is just set in stone. So if I know that this didn't work, and then I had this experience to teach me that something else works, and now it's working, okay, then that's good. So that can stay right where it is. I don't need to touch that again. Now I can move on to the next thing. And then I can move on to the next thing, and I can move on to the next thing. But if you never start something, or you fail once and then you never continue, you're never going to have anything built. You're just going to stay in the same place that you were before. And it's, like I said, it's inevitable to have those moments where you feel like a failure in business. It's what's going to keep you going on and on to the next thing is how you handle it. It's always going to be your approach. It's always going to be your perception of the failure. It's always going to be your idea of what failure is in general. And no one who's successful now has only just ever been successful. Everyone always has their story of, well, I was doing really bad in life. I made a lot of mistakes in my life before I got to this point. I wasn't making the right decisions. I failed at X, Y, and Z, and it was so hard for me. And then I'm here now. And I think that's a big thing about it too, is sometimes it's hard for people in general. I myself included, it's hard for me to come to a point where I'm like, I failed so bad at this and I'm reluctant to let go and I just want to make it work so bad. But it's just disregarding the entire big picture of, maybe this one thing didn't work because you're actually meant to go in a completely different direction. Yet again, don't consider it a complete loss, but consider it an experience, how to improve next time or where to go next time, or take it as your indicators of, I'm not going to get off on this exit. I'm not going to handle it the same way I did before because that led to this to happen the last time. It really is all just a learning experience. And the more you learn, the better you are for it, the more knowledge you have for it. And I think the more knowledge you have in a specific field when it comes to a particular industry that you're in, that you're going for, the more expertise you have, that's the better off you are and the more successful you are, especially with how you use the expertise. So it really is a matter of perspective. You could be someone that, like, you could fail, and then just think of yourself as a failure, but because you never consider how those failures are a lesson, you never get to a point where you actually teach other people about those failures. And then you, at that point, you could have been a mentor. Like, you could have been someone who's changed the world because they actually share their failures with the world, quote unquote. Think about like all the people who were mathematicians, geniuses, and they didn't get to the end of a math formula. If they never went on the board and like wrote that math formula, then no one else would be able to like pick up where they left off or know more or less what did and didn't work for, in order for them to eventually solve those impossible math equations, which I think there's probably like 7 of those or something like that. But I know that they have to go off something, and a lot of people who do any kind of research or scientific studies usually use other people's studies before they go on into their own. And that's because it's far better to walk along a path that's already set than like cut through the trees in order to get there, or like reinvent the wheel, essentially. It's all about perspective. One person's failure for someone else is like the golden ticket to their success. as soon as they realize, oh my gosh, this wasn't it, then they know that the other side was it. And that, yet again, make the difference, knowing the difference makes all the difference, because now you're a success story. So long as you keep going, the emphasis of this entire message is learn how to shift your perspective on something, learn how to take something that looks like it could be the worst scenario ever and learn how to make it the best scenario for you. Learn how to shift your entire perspective on it, to really shift the narrative of it, to shift how you speak about it, to shift how you embody it, how you either carry it with you or let it go, and then take that into why you keep going and let yourself keep going, because you have, like, that's the only way to succeed. You can't stop where you are now. Like, why get this far just to get this far? And it all starts with your head. Get into your mentality, figure out what in your mentality isn't working, what's working against you, and figure out how to make it work for you instead. With that being said, I hope you all set intentions this week, learn how to overcome failure, and let me know some examples actually of times that you faced failure and you learned how to overcome it, or maybe how this episode has helped you also change your perspective on what it means to have failure in your life and deal with it and persevere. Bye.